Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. You know that feeling when you're stuck replaying a past hurt or grudge? It's like that song on repeat, just driving you crazy. Holding on to anger, resentment, it can feel heavy, right? And trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where we're tempted to get caught in the what-if spiral, wishing things could be different. But today, let's talk about something powerful. Forgiveness. Not just for others, but for ourselves too. Because guess what? Holding on tight only hurts us in the long run. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness when it feels so darn hard? Well, here are a few Stoic gems that can help you break free from that negativity and move forward with a lighter heart. First off, remember that anger is a choice. Seriously. You've got the power to choose your reaction, even in frustrating situations. That doesn't mean ignoring what happened or pretending it wasn't hurtful. It means recognizing that dwelling on it won't change anything. It's like trying to fix a broken vase with more glue eventually, you just have to accept the cracks and move on. Next, try understanding the situation from different perspectives. Ever heard the saying, kill them with kindness? Well, Stoics believe in understanding rather than judgment. Imagine walking in someone else's shoes. Maybe they were having a rough day, or maybe they made a mistake without intending to hurt you. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you see the situation more clearly and let go of some of that anger. Now, here's a real game changer. Forgive yourself. We all mess up, right? Holding on to past mistakes can be crippling. Stoicism teaches us to accept our imperfections, learn from them, and move forward with compassion for ourselves. Imagine telling your best friend they should beat themselves up over a mistake. Wouldn't you offer support and encouragement instead? Treat yourself with the same kindness. And remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing the negative emotions that are holding you back. Think of it like letting go of a heavy backpack. You feel lighter, freer, ready to tackle whatever comes next. Sometimes, though, things can get complicated, right? Like when someone intentionally hurts us, or when we've been deeply betrayed. In those situations, forgiveness might feel impossible. And that's okay. It takes time, and sometimes it requires professional help to process those wounds. But even if you don't feel ready to forgive yet, remember that holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Let me tell you a story about this. I once had a friend who betrayed my trust, and for months, I was consumed by anger and resentment. I replayed every interaction, every word, looking for answers, justification, anything to make sense of it all. But guess what? It was exhausting. It drained me, kept me stuck in the past, and prevented me from moving forward. Eventually, I realized that holding onto that anger wasn't doing me any good. So, I started practicing forgiveness not because my friend deserved it, but because I deserved peace. It was a slow process, filled with ups and downs, but eventually I reached a place of acceptance. It didn't erase the hurt, but it lifted the weight off my shoulders. Think about that for a second. What situations are holding you back? Are you still carrying around baggage from the past? Maybe it's time to start practicing forgiveness, not just for others, but for yourself too. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that's holding you back. It's about creating space for healing, growth, and a brighter future. So take a deep breath, release those negative emotions, and start moving forward with a lighter heart. I know it can be tough, but trust me, it's worth it. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little dose of Stoic wisdom in their lives. Until next time, keep striving for resilience, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.